What is up, everybody? How you guys doing? It's your boy, Jones the Great, aka Alex's Favorite, back at it again with another episode of Generation Genius. I've been gone for a minute, but I am back, and I am ready to rant. And I've just been going through a lot of great things in life, a lot of transitioning in life. A lot of growing pains, you know what I mean? A lot of growing pains. I moved to Brooklyn unexpectedly. Just going through, just moving, you know what I'm saying? A lot of good things, you know what I'm saying? A little bit about when I left, you know, for years, every 2 to 3 months, I'd be like, yo, I want to go to LA, I'm moving to LA. And what was kind of keeping me in Jersey is, it was my little bubble. I was still producing content, and what I did, I kind of did a reverse. I was like, okay, when the content starts blowing up, I'll move to LA. When the song blows up, I'll move to LA. So I started coming to Brooklyn March, April of this year. And when I started doing that, I started coming every weekend. Dating girl, most beautiful girl in the world. Besides that, anyway, I started coming to Brooklyn April. Tip of March, beginning of April. I was coming every weekend to see her. And while I was in Brooklyn, I'm trying the new food. I'm trying out everything else. And I'm just like, bro, everything here tastes so good. The food's good. The people are nice. And don't get me wrong, living adjacent to New York. I lived in Jersey. And I was just kind of like, not really appreciated New York. But I always just thought, like, at some point in life, I would live in New York, but I'd probably live in Manhattan. But then, like, I started coming here more, and the more I was coming to Brooklyn every single weekend, the more I started hating Jersey even more. And not hate Jersey per se, just, you know, I'm always gonna rep and say where I'm from, but just, you know, just at 25, top of January, I turned 25, and I was already kind of, like, not hating life, but having this weird quarter-life crisis where I was like, dude, I just want more growth, and I'm stomping, and I'm like, God, like, transition me out into a new season, you know what I mean? And he did, I didn't have a car at the time either. Don't have a car now, but I didn't have a car. A couple weeks ago, I was going to work, and my mom was bringing me to work, you know what I mean? And she just saw I was miserable. And anytime I'm miserable, the only time I am miserable is when I want change. And like I said, that every 2 to 3 months, like, I just wanted to, and I've been doing that for years, like, every 2 to 3 months, every quarter in life, I'd be like, I want change. The only difference is when I turned 25, I really wanted that change. I really wanted to do more. I really wanted to creep out and really go do my own thing. Peel out and do my own thing, not creep out. I really wanted to peel out and do my own thing. So what happened was, me and I had a little bit of bickering happening. We kind of going back and forth. And I was just really like, I'm miserable and I feel horrible. And I think I just want to leave. And she's like, okay, you know, like, do what you got to do. Me being super dramatic, I get out of the car. I'm like, okay, I need to get out. I'm done. And then I call her back because, like, at that point, I'm, like, regretting it a little bit. I'm like, nah, maybe I shouldn't go, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, well, if you want to go, go. If you want to stay, stay. And my family's super dramatic, but everything comes from love. You know what I mean? So I ended up walking 20, 30 minutes to get home. You know what I mean? And I think at that point, I realized, too, like, my mom was kind of tired of hearing me talking about, like, leaving and not going anywhere. You know what I mean? And I think for me, too, I was just so worried about everybody's opinion on how exactly I move. And I never was really too concerned about mine. Well, I've always been stubborn, but I felt like the past 2 or 3 months, I've definitely been transitioning and wanted to be my own man and, you know, moving out of the house and definitely wanted to do my own thing. So I really just was just listening to my inner voice. I prayed to God about it. And then next thing you know, I was on the train to Brooklyn that Monday after the mini conversation with my mom, you know what I mean? And then ever since I've been here, it's been nothing short of blessings. You know what I mean? Like, nothing short of blessings, nothing short of greatness, nothing short of anything. Being here, I've realized too, like, a big part of life I'm realizing now is that it is so important to not only listen to your inner heart, but it is so important to go for the things you want to go for and do them as soon as they come to you, and not to wait, you know, not to rush either, but not to wait. I think another important thing I'm learning in life is that it is so important to take breaks and really take a step back and really enjoy life. You know, for a while, I'm always like, next dance video, next song, next EP, next mixtape, next, 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 next. And with that, that's dangerous, because if you're always focused on the next thing, you're never present. I'm guilty of sometimes never being present. I'm always like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? I need more views on this. I need more of this. I need more of that. I need more of this. I need more of that. I think that being present is very important, and being present with God is very important too. You know what I'm saying? If you're a faith believer, a big thing I had to start doing this year, actually from the pandemic to this year, a big thing I started doing was actually just heavy into my Bible, heavy into my Bible. You know what I mean? Heavy into my Bible, heavy into the Word, heavy into taking notes, and a lot of drowning out stuff, you know what I'm saying? Cutting off music, cutting off TV, and just really outside of Bible, just reading a lot more too. So many good things, so many good books I've read the past year, because I just like cut everything else out. And even like the books I've been reading the past week, I'm reading The Guy Who Invented Vans, and I'm learning through his book. Like, it's just so good to not only have a foundation, but have a foundation in your faith, and have a foundation that is going to have a foundation, so if you keep building and at least one tier gets knocked down, that foundation is still there. I think a big part of building foundation is to make sure that your foundation is solid and rooted, because if you have a weak foundation, everything else is going to fall below. You know what I'm saying? And moving like a wolf, like, I think it's great to have a community. I think it's great to have family, and I think it's great to have other people around you, but there's a lot of movements, and there's a lot of things you have to do where you have to move like a wolf. You got to move like a wolf. You got to do a lot of things alone. And not alone in the sense of like do everything alone, but do sometimes you don't have to ask for that validation. You don't have to ask for the affirmation. You don't have to ask for the confirmation. Take it to God and do your thing. I've been guilty of that too, just waiting on everybody else's opinions and waiting on everybody else, what everybody else has to say about my music, about my dancing, about my content, about every single thing I do, where semi-recently, I just started doing things because I want to do them, regardless of opinion. And when I started doing things regardless of opinion is when things really just started to take off. And sometimes you have so many voices around you where you don't really get to listen to your own eternal voice. And I had to do that too. Your eternal voice will never, your gut never ever is going to do you wrong. But I've learned that my gut's always treated me right. And you have to listen to your own spirit, listen to your own gut. And again, take it to God. I've had the most amazing few weeks of my life, mainly because I really just trusted God and I just moved on my own accord. Only thing I felt like I left behind in Jersey was my family. I didn't really leave them behind. They're so close. Other than that, though, I feel like everything else just, you know, it's just nothing short of a blessing. Nothing short of blessings at all. And even being more deep in my word, you know what I'm saying? Even being more deep in my word and just being like, listen, God, thank you so much for your constant covering. Just asking God for his constant covering and just consistently doing that. I've learned, too, a big part of faith, too, and pushing and moving and doing things on your own accord. A big part is that is just moving as if you know God is already winning and as if you know God is already going to beat the battle for you, because he's never let me down. You know what I mean? He's definitely been super patient with me because I'm stubborn. I've been super stubborn. I'm also very, very, I forgot, impulsive. Or I have been pretty impulsive. I think this year is the first year I really started to take inventory and think back. You know what I'm saying? And even in disappointments and even feel like God didn't answer me, he always does. It's just not, God has no sense of time. Like when you go into faith, you go into Christianity, you have to realize too that God has no sense of time. So he already has a blessing there ready to go, but there's no sense of when. You know what I mean? But you never have to question the why with God. You always have to just know when. You can question the when and the why, but he already knows when. He already knows why. All you can do is just pray and move in it. Pray and move in it. Be content. Don't be content with life. Always keep stacking barriers, but do not ever be content with something in your heart that's sitting that you want to do. Accomplish it and go do it. Only thing you have to really be content with is be content with God and be content with his word. You know what I mean? That's a bar. Be content with the word, but don't be content with your life. Because if you're content with your life, oh boy. So that's all it. You know what I'm saying? Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been an episode of Generation Genius. Make sure you guys follow my Instagram if you don't. I'm going to try to definitely upload this podcast. I'll probably try to upload this podcast maybe like once, twice a week. Wednesdays for sure. Maybe like I do like a Monday, Wednesday thing. I'm hoping, because I feel like there's so much I have to say, and I feel like this podcast is going to do some things, you know what I'm saying? In Jesus' name, I feel like this podcast is going to go crazy. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been an episode of Generation Genius. Go listen to the other episodes if you guys have not yet, and I'll see you guys later.